come forward. Please go ahead.
Morning, Minister. I'm Paul McKeever. I'm a leader for Freedom Party of Ontario. My emphasis here today will be on how not to achieve or maintain a balanced budget. The fiscal situation in Ontario is too critical to make believe with easy sounding non-solutions of the kind we usually hear when elections are near, as we are near to election now. The first non-solution is to treat health, education, and welfare expenditures as untouchables. After removing the cost of health, education, and welfare from the other provincial government total expenditures, the total expense for all other ministries combined is relatively small. Therefore, if one seeks to balance the Ontario budget without making cuts to untouchables, a ridiculously large percentage of the expenditures of Ontario's remaining ministries would have to be eliminated. The second non-solution is eliminating ABCs. Agencies, boards, and commissions are funded by provincial ministries, and eliminating ABCs that cannot justify their own existence, which is a proposal often made by opposition parties, would have no effect on the provincial government, or sorry, the provincial budget, unless the budgets of the ministries that funded those ABCs were reduced by the same amount. Moreover, the vast majority of Ontario's ABCs have budgets that are so small that they do not even need to be reported in Ontario's public accounts. Eliminating ABCs is not a serious or feasible means of balancing the budget. The third non-solution is eliminating waste or cutting red tape. If no reductions were made to the budgets of health, education, or welfare, the government would be left trying to find a majority of quote-unquote wasted government expenditures in the relatively small portion of the budget that is spent on other ministries. The ridiculous would have to be true that somewhere in the range of 40% of all of the money spent on all touchable ministries is pure waste. The fourth non-solution is what I call the Annie state. Underlying all of the aforementioned proposals is an article of faith that if Ontario just waits long enough, if it waits for a distant tomorrow, revenues will always increase sufficiently to eliminate the annual budget deficit. There are at least two problems with waiting around and hoping that tomorrow's revenues will balance the budget. First, the value of Canada's dollar, hence the cost of labor, is high relative to that of other countries such as China and India. Second, skyrocketing minimum wage levels, congested transportation routes, punitive taxation levels, and the sheer amount of regulatory machinery set up to slow, impede, or ban productive activity leave Ontario a relatively unattractive place to make goods or provide services that can be shipped in from less hostile jurisdictions, with tax avoidance made possible via transfer pricing. And as the availability of well-paying jobs in Ontario diminishes, so too does the importance of the province as a market for the sale of goods and services. In short, it's unlikely that Ontario will realize the revenue growth necessary to continually balance the budget without making cuts. The sun may come out tomorrow, but tomorrow is always a day away. The take-home message I offer to you is that everything must be on the table. Wishes and hopes that Ontario's budgetary woes will be solved by future boosts in revenues are not a responsible basis for budgeting, and we must deal with the revenues and expenses that we have now.
Please wrap up.
Accordingly, no ministry's budget can be considered untouchable. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I need to respond. So I appreciate your points of view, and you gotta put it in perspective though. Our budget today, well, when I first started, it was 120. I don't know. Can you hear me? Does this work? What, can you hear me?
Yep.
So in 2013, when I took over as finance minister, our budget was about $127 billion. It is now $150 billion. And that's because of increased growth and increased stimulus and increased revenue. It includes a drop in personal income taxes, though, in terms of what we anticipated. It does include a lot of foreign direct investment. It does include a lot of additional investments because of business growth and economic growth. We are, right now, and have been for some time, the lowest cost government in Canada on a capita basis. We do find savings and find efficiencies and do transformations in order to achieve and deliver services that are so essential to the people of Ontario. And to discuss cuts to agencies and transfers and others, municipalities, would put everybody in harm's way. And a lot of people were talking about doing across-the-board cuts in 2008 when the recession hit as a means to balance the budget and control those costs. That would have put people in harm's way. It would have diminished our economic recovery, and it would have put some of the various services that people rely on at risk. So we have found some efficiencies. And we have increased trade with other markets in order to diversify our exposure, not just to the United States, but everywhere else, because our biggest buyer was in bind, our input costs were high, and our dollar went high during that recessionary time. And our people were still punching above their weight during that recovery because we allowed for R&D credits, we allowed for more tax incentives, and companies were investing, and they were outperforming during the tough times, so that when times started to recover, they were actually well-positioned to compete with companies in the United States. You should also know that our GDP, as a function of our value as a province, also increased dramatically. We're now at over $800 billion in GDP. Our overall debt to GDP is now about 37%. It was as high as 41%. So it's improved. And that compares well and favorably to Quebec at 55, 56%. They've now reduced it somewhat as well. And certainly a lot better than it is in European countries. Our interest on debt is also often talked about because it is a function of risk. It used to be 16% of our budget 20, 20, 30 years ago. It's now less than 8%. And part of it is because we've locked in those rates for 30 years to minimize the volatility of interest rates. And I'm borrowing $30 billion less than we anticipated because of some of the improvements we've made over the last 5 years. We also have over $20 billion in reserves, maintaining the strong liquidity of our bonds and our debt. So we are accommodating. We're a very attractive jurisdiction around the world. People want to invest and buy those bonds. So I just want to put it in perspective that the doom and gloom you've produced is actually not the case, to the extent that we have to be conscious, we have to be mindful, we have to ensure that we stimulate and partner with businesses that they be competitive. But we also have to be sensitive to the needs of so many and to ensure that we're there for when people need it. That's what government stands for. Diversifying our economy is essential in order to minimize some of those shocks in the system. The commodity risks in Alberta and the East hurt them hard. Ontario, we actually weathered it pretty well because we've done so many other sectors of the economy that have improved. There's uncertainty, no doubt, because of what's happening in the United States and NAFTA agreements. So we have to be sensitive to that as well. A budget, what we're doing here today, is a living document. I then have to react to some of those forces on a daily basis so that we can maintain a balance and ensure that we're not borrowing for operating costs. Borrowing for capital investments, provided we're competitive and make money later on, is not a bad thing. But you want to ensure that you balance the books and manage those operating essentials in a way that we can afford. By the way, from the Green Party, we have now gotten our next tranche of green bonds is on its way. It's oversubscribed. And that, again, shows confidence in investors for the province of Ontario. So I just want to say a lot of you are doing good work. A lot of you are providing caution, appropriately so. And that's why we have to take the steps we do to try and manage those. Thank you so much.